We are increasingly concerned about our ability to address this issue, given the well-known difficulty in accessing financing for such projects. We need funds like the Green Climate Fund to establish specific streams for loss and damage finance to ensure that this is prioritized in the same way as mitigation and adaptation. Further, there must be equitable balance between public finance for mitigation and adaptation. COP26 will be a critical point at which we can assess whether our climate finance flows are headed in the right direction. In this regard, the United States' announcement that it would double its climate finance support is particularly inspiring. This is the type of bold action all donor countries need to consider in the weeks ahead.